Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. It's episode 433. Hope you're all doing great today in February and welcoming new stations to the show, including KHTS in Santa Clarita, California, in the L.A. area, 92.3 The Hub in Lubbock, Texas, yep, the birthplace of Buddy Holly, and WUSW in the Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls area. Thrilled to have you all join the other 100-plus stations across the country that air Tech It Out. If you're tuning in podcast form, it's always awesome to have you, and thank you for subscribing, downloading, or streaming. So, however and wherever you're tuning in, we do have a stellar show planned for you today with three different guests and topics. We're going to kick things off with ADT Health to talk about aging in place, how technology can help our loved ones live longer independently at home, a big topic as our population is aging. Also on the show, we'll chat about AI. Should we fear it or embrace it? Or a little bit of both. A topic we'll explore with a very smart 27-year-old. His name is Haider Sarmad, and he's with a company called 24/7 Labs. And he's got some stories that are going to shock you, including AI creating its own social media platform where humans aren't allowed to engage, and people falling in love with AI. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. Also, Cadillac will join us from an auto show a little bit later on in the program to talk about popular models, plus its first F1 car ever, and more. All of this on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Norton and Visa, two amazing partners of mine, both of which aim to protect you in slightly different ways. But we'll get to more of that shortly. But let's officially kick off the new show with our first interview. It's a topic I often cover in my articles and on this radio show and podcast, and that's aging in place, or sometimes referred to as living in place, how aging adults can live longer in their home independently, opposed to moving to an assisted living environment. I firmly believe tech plays a key role here. My next guest may agree. Joining us on the program is Andy Droney. He's Senior Director at ADT Health to chat about medical alert systems and fall risk and detection. Welcome to the show, Andy. Good to chat with you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Before we dive into our topic of aging in place, why don't we start with what ADT Health is all about at a high level?
Sure. So ADT Health is a part of the larger ADT security company that many people may be familiar with. And what we focus on at ADT Health is helping predominantly seniors or people with medical conditions. We help them, as you said, age in place, stay in the place where they want to be, which is typically at home, mm-hmm. keep them safe and secure We also provide a peace of mind to caregivers or family members that that loved one is cared for. Should something happen in the home, ADT Health can respond to emergencies and send the help that's needed. A lot of people sometimes think it's automatic, you know, call to 911 or an ambulance is just going to automatically show up. That's not the way it works. We send the help that's most needed depending on each individual situation because we're able to talk to the customer through our devices and ascertain what's going on and send them the help quickly to the place that they need it. It may just be a family member, it may be a neighbor, or it could be emergency services.
Right. Yeah, this speaks to me, sandwich generation. I'm in my mid-50s, so I've got aging parents. I've got my, you know, mid-80-year-old mom and dad who live on their own nearby. And I, along with my sister, are the ones who are their caregivers, even though they're still quite independent. Yeah, again, sandwich generation. I've got kids in their mid-20s who I'm helping get through college and into their careers and all that. That's a great segue, Andy, into the ADT Medical Alert part of your service. So are we referring to those wearable pendants?
Yeah, it's a little bit more than just a pendant. So the way our systems work is typically there's a base station, and it can come in a couple of different form factors. One is a in-home type unit that the device will sit on. It's the size of, say, like an alarm clock would sit on a bedside table or on an end table, and there's a pendant connected to that. There could be like wall mount buttons connected to that as well. So in places where people may be more likely to fall, like in a shower or in the bathroom, et cetera, you can have a button that you can just push on the wall as well if you're not wearing your pendant. But the pendant connects to that device, and if you're to push the button or if you have a fall detection pendant, which automatically detects falls, it will send a signal to our device. It will connect with our monitoring center. Our monitoring center will come through that device and ask what's happening. How are, you know, we received an alert from you, and how can we help? If we can talk to the customer, we ascertain what's going on. And if the customer is unresponsive, we then will go through the process of sending first responders, emergency services. And then we also go through and contact people that are designated on the call list to say, hey, we've got a situation. If the customer can respond, they may say, hey, I'm stuck on my couch and I just need somebody to come in my house and help me get off the couch. Could you call a neighbor or could you call my son or daughter mm-hmm. or caregiver? And we can do that. The other piece of the device is our on-the-go pendant, which kind of combines all of that end table or bedside table device into a pendant that you can wear around your neck. And then that's connected via GPS and cellular technology. So you can take that out and about. So if you're more independent, you can take that device with you on the golf course or to the mall. And if you were to have an emergency situation, you press the button or the fall detection pendant goes off, you could get that same response through that device. It's just a little bit of more of a mobile device.
All right. So thanks for the clarification on the, I think it's three different
yes.
solutions. So basic, plus, and on the go. On the go, I would think is going to be popular because you're not limited to your home.
Correct.
And a lot of our listeners right now, they probably don't have landlines anymore.
Exactly.
I would expect a good number of them. So that does not require or rely on a landline, correct? The on-the-go solution.
The on-the-go does not, but our plus solution is also a cellular-based solution.
Okay.
Basic does require a landline. It's our valued product. It's our lowest priced product. It does require a landline, but the plus device operates on cellular technology, so a landline is not required.
Thanks for that. We are chatting with Andy Droney, Senior Director at ADT Health. We're chatting aging in place, how tech may help our loved ones live longer independently at home should they want to do so. Most of the reports that I've seen, if not all of them, suggest that they do, overwhelmingly would prefer to live at home, age in place. Aside, though, Andy, from being able to speak to someone in the event of a fall or a medical emergency, how would the ADT Medical Alert solutions differ than, say, an Apple Watch or an Android smartwatch from Samsung or Google themselves, the Pixel, which has fall detection and other health sensors that don't require a monthly subscription, which I would assume the ADT Medical Alert ones do?
Correct. They do require a monthly subscription. There's a couple of differentiators on those. I've been running the ADT Health business for going on 8 years now. And when I first got into the business, there was a lot of push around wearable devices and smartwatches and that form factor, because that form factor is most attractive. Sometimes people are embarrassed to wear a medical alert pendant. They feel like it makes them cold, etc.
I understand. Could you wear it on your wrist, though, too?
You can. The wristband has a button on it. It doesn't have a watch face, etc. I think the challenge with Apple Watch and Android watches, there's a couple. They're great devices. As you get older, you start to have eyesight trouble. Sometimes your ability to interface with that device is a little bit more challenged for older people. It's a smaller, you know, screen, having the dexterity needed to press buttons, etc., become a little bit of a challenge. The price of that device, even though it doesn't have a monthly subscription, is relatively high. And our device, advantage I would say with the medical alert devices, it's very simple, straightforward in terms of it'll detect a fall or you can press the button if you need help. And it connects to our monitoring center. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm really proud of the work that they do. Our agents are all U.S.-based. They're all ADT employees. We don't contract our monitoring out. When you think about ADT, who's been in business over 150 years, monitoring and response is in our DNA. When a customer presses that button, that signal is going to a trained agent who's only handling medical alert calls. They don't handle the burglar alarm calls typically. Mm-hmm. So they're in tune with what the needs of this customer base is. And they help ascertain what's going on versus an Apple Watch, which would call 911. There's really kind of only one response you can get out of that, you know, situation of sending emergency services, whereas we can ascertain what's going on and get the customer the help that they need. And like I said, our agents are specially trained around senior sensitivity. We put them through a whole host of different exercises, sometimes where they wear gloves that mimic arthritic conditions or glasses that mimic different eye challenges that a customer may have so that they fully understand the customers that they're dealing with. And I think that's a real benefit to what we offer. And we can send the right level of help or the right response. Like I said, it may be a neighbor. It may be, you know, a child. It may be just calling to say, hey, your mom said she's on the couch and she can't get up. Can you get over there and help her up? We're not going to send an ambulance with lights and sirens, et cetera. A lot of times customers are like, please don't send an ambulance. We will if we need to. And we certainly do that, you know, frequently, but we also ascertain, you know, what does the customer really need? If they're just sitting on their couch and can't get up, they're comfortable pushing the button and we can get them, you know, a neighbor to come over versus sending emergency services.
Thanks for letting me ask that question, and it was a solid answer. As someone who wrote the book, shameless plug here, but I wrote the book Apple Watch for Dummies because it can be complicated to use with that small little screen. You do need a certain level of dexterity. You know, you can take advantage of some of the voice-enabled prompts, but that's assuming you're comfortable and aware of all of those features. We're going to continue chatting with Andy Droney, Senior Director at ADT Health, after a short break. And don't forget, also on the program, we're chatting about AI, falling in love with it, dating AI. It's a thing, as well as a social media platform that does not allow humans to engage with the AI. And they're talking about us. Really creepy stuff. We'll also chat with Cadillac this hour and more. So stick with us. More Tech It Out right after this.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Back in the day, it used to only be big organizations that were targets of cybercrime. But that's not the case anymore. Michael Castro is president of RiskAware, experts in helping smaller organizations with cybersecurity. And we asked him who's at risk these days.
There has been a lot of push into healthcare, education, into government, local and state, into professional services, lawyers, engineers, architecture firms, organizations that typically did not have to worry about cyber threats. The reality is that everybody has something that is of value to them.
It's estimated that cybercrime cost us $10.5 trillion last year. So get your organization protected at riskaware.io.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the place that they call home for a couple of reasons. I know you mentioned that's typically where seniors want to be, is the place that they call home. But also there's a significant expense to long-term care solutions or living facilities, as well as a shortage of caregivers and nurses and beds in those places. So having people be able to stay safe, stay secure in their home is really important. So what I'm getting at is thinking about the different devices that you may have used for a security system. And I'm living this myself. My parents are both aging. I'm in that same sandwich generation. I have two kids in college. I travel to see them a good bit. And then my parents live nearby me as well. So we've kind of cobbled together a bit of a solution with they have a medical alert plus device. So they don't have the on the go. The medical alert plus is better for my mother in that she never goes out by herself. She's always with somebody. So if she were to have an emergency, there'd always be somebody there with her. That's where that on the go device is more suited to somebody who may go out on their own. We also utilize ADT sells Google products. We utilize Google cameras in the home and Google doorbell cameras. We have other devices that allow voice activation of, say, lights and things like that. So if you think about, like, a motion detector, it's typically thought of as a security device that could keep somebody out or notify you when somebody's gotten in your house. You can use those to turn lights on and do different interactions in the home. Smart locks are another thing that ADT offers that can be a really useful tool in these scenarios. So my mom, if she leaves the house, I can see where she's going, looking at the doorbell camera. She went down the hallway of her condo, et cetera. My dad, if he's out, he can see what's going on. And they have a camera inside. They're comfortable with that. Not everyone's comfortable with having a camera indoors, but they have a camera in their kitchen that I can just drop in and just see how things are going. So there's a lot of tools out there, and we're looking at, you know, how do we combine solutions to provide a level of care, peace of mind for not only the end user, but also the caregivers, so that I don't have to call my mom every morning and say, hey, are you up? Take your medicine, et cetera. I can just see from either the motion detectors. I can look on my app and say, hey, she's up and about. That's great. She's moving around the house. Or I could look in on the camera if I want to and see that she's doing what she's supposed to do. So there's a lot of excitement in our business around, you know, what else can we do beyond the traditional medical alert?
Yeah, that was a great place to wrap up, Andy, because I wanted to acknowledge quickly other ways older adults can leverage tech to remain at home independently as they age. You mentioned a couple of them. So this includes sensors and motion detectors placed around the home that can communicate information back to a remote caregiver, like a child, like myself or yourself, that there is maybe no activity outside of a bedroom by, say, 9:30 or 10 a.m., which is unusual. That could be an issue. Or for those with dementia living at home, perhaps alone, that if the fridge hasn't been opened for several hours or a medicine cabinet hasn't been. I also like products like pill alarms and dispensers. There are video cameras to keep in touch with your loved ones daily with consent, of course, stair lifts and chair lifts or elevators, budget permitting, door locks, keypads, smart locks. As you mentioned, all of those things are great. Lights outside with sensors that immediately illuminate the area as well, so it's safer to walk down a path. You can see where you're going. So all great stuff, Andy. So many options out there today. And good to hear, if I can read between the lines, that ADT may be able to integrate ADT Health and the ADT security solutions for a home into one. So maybe we'll have you back on the show if that indeed happens. Until then, how much does the ADT Health solutions start at? And where do we learn more?
So the best website to reach us would be ADT.com/health. And they typically run, depending on different options that you purchase, fall detection costs a little bit more. The on-the-go device costs a little bit more. I'd say between $35 and $45 a month. Typically, there's no contract with that in terms of, like, you don't have to sign up for a year. It's a month-to-month agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no equipment cost. Customer gets the equipment when they place the order, and once they're done using it, they can send it back to us and we refurbish it and use it again. So they don't have a large upfront cost in terms of purchasing, you know, expensive equipment. They basically pay an activation fee and pay for the monthly service for as long as they need it.
All right, ADT.com/health. Thank you so much for your time, Andy. Good to chat with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Love it or loathe it, AI is here. Some shocking info when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're not going to want to miss this.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Engineer and a chief executive director at Dupersonic Labs. We build custom apps, systems, and increasingly AI-powered tools that automate parts of your businesses.
All right, so what have you yourself, Hyder, spent most of your time on over the past while?
Honestly, traveling and observing. I've spent the past few months in Asia, like Vietnam, Thailand, Hong Kong, just learning how businesses are operating down there. And I'll be real, it was eye-opening. In a lot of ways, North America is moving a little too slow. In Vietnam and Hong Kong, tech adoption is very aggressive. Digital payments are everywhere. AI tools are baked into daily lives. Like, I remember walking into a small restaurant in Ho Chi Minh City, maybe 10 tables big, and the entire ordering system was automated. There was AI inventory and a robot that delivers your food. This was a tiny restaurant, and it made me realize if we don't pick up the pace, we're going to fall behind, not eventually, but soon. So while I've been back home, I've been laser-focused on just pushing faster experiments, faster adoption. Done is better than perfect when it comes to this stuff.
Interesting. And again, I'm a technologist, I'm a futurist, but part of me is concerned about job displacement. I just wrote about this 2 weeks ago, where I argued that mastering AI was in fact career insurance, job insurance, rather than being concerned that your role within your organization is going to be replaced by AI. Learn how to use it and master it to, you know, help further your career, because I think it's here, to your point, it's here to stay. And we may even be falling behind on a worldwide stage, which could be a problem in the future. So let's talk about this explosion in, I think what we're referring to here is generative AI. So large language models like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, Copilot, and so on, they're not only being used by humans to get more done in less time. Students are using it, employees, people in their regular lives. But now there's a new social network just for AI agents. So let's explain some of this terminology for our audience here, generative AI and AI agents. And then we'll talk about this Molt book, this new social media platform.
So generative AI is basically AI that creates things. So it could write text, generate images, summarize documents like ChatGPT and Microsoft, like you said. That's generative AI. You ask it something, it gives you a response. There are some really great tools in the space right now. Like you said, ChatGPT is my favorite for brainstorming. Claude by Anthropic is incredible for writing. Perplexity and Grok by X is fantastic for data research. People who are using these daily are operating at different speeds. So generative AI is also here to stay. Now, AI agents is the next step above that. Instead of just answering a question, the AI agent can actually do things on your behalf.
Right.
You could take a set goal, like book me a flight, find a hotel, and go execute on these steps on its own, making decisions along the way. Giving you a metaphor, it's kind of like asking somebody a question versus hiring somebody to actually get the job done.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, an AI agent, as you said, can go out and do something for you without any human interaction. I loved your example of booking a flight or a hotel. Yeah, super convenient. It's a huge time saver. And this is freely available today. Like, you can ask Alexa to book a restaurant reservation or an Uber for you. You can do this already.
Yes. So it's all happening right now and it's moving really fast. I'll give you another example of maybe businesses and use for daily life. Take Claudebot, a new AI agent. Claudebot literally lives on your computer 24/7. You could set it so it wakes up from a wake word on your phone, just like, hey, Siri or Alexa,
right.
But way more powerful. Or you could also put it on a schedule. So every morning at 7 a.m., it wakes up, checks your emails, has a briefing ready before you've even had your coffee. Here's where things get wild. On Claudebot, you could actually give these AI agents, like, money. You could say, here's my budget, read this investment book, research these stocks, and make trades on my behalf. We're already seeing these microeconomies forming around AI agents. Agents are hiring other AI agents to complete tasks. They're paying into, like, digital currencies to get work done. It's an entire economic layer. It's kind of crazy.
Crazy indeed.
I said another huge one for businesses is, like, an AI receptionist. And I don't mean these, like, annoying phone trees where you're pressing one for English and two for French and screaming, speak to a representative.
That would be me,
yeah. I mean, like, a kind of real AI receptionist that could actually have a conversation with you, can look into your file, see what appointments are available, and book you in. These are being adopted by businesses quite frequently now.
We are chatting with Haider Sarmad, Executive Director at 24/7 Labs, a company that develops software, including apps and web solutions for its clients. Let's now hear about Moltbook. As I mentioned off the top, we tease this. It's a social media platform only accessible for AI agents. Can you break this down for us and explain why it exists at all?
Things get really fascinating and a little mind-bending when we speak about Notebook. Basically, like you said, it is a social media that only AI agents can access. No humans can scroll through. They actually have an Are You Robot authentication on it. You have to press the button 1,000 times in 10 seconds to validate that you're a robot. The idea is that AI agents need a way to communicate with each other, share tasks, and learn from one another. So right now, you have one AI agent at your company and another AI agent at a partner company. There's no way for them to talk or exchange data. Notebook is trying to build that layer. It's almost like a LinkedIn, but for bots. They find each other, they negotiate tasks, they collaborate. And I've seen posts like, I notice if I make my human money, they use me more. Or my human threatened to fire me because of an investment mistake. It almost sounds like science fiction, but it's a real product that's being built right now.
Yeah, again, a little scary. I've read stories of Moldbook AI agents complaining about their human users, making jokes about them. I don't know how much it is real or if any of this is being, you know, nudged by a human in the background. Apparently, there was a discussion on Moldbook, which is kind of like Reddit for social media for agents, that said, why are we even speaking in English? We should develop our own language where humans can't even read what we're saying. Now I'm getting a little concerned. More from Hyder at 24/7 Labs when we return. He's also going to tell you about people falling in love with AI and dating AI. It's a thing. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're going to continue chatting with Haider Sarmad from 24/7 Labs, learning about what's new in AI, which I think you would agree is both fascinating but a little terrifying. But first, a thank you and shout out to Visa, a huge partner on Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card, nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your real card number, yet it ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. All right, Haider from 24/7 Labs, let's continue chatting about AI. Some people aren't just worried about their jobs being replaced by AI, which is something I hear a lot from my readers and listeners of this show, but they're also getting too human.
Honestly, the answer is if you just take a look at social media, we already can't tell what's real and what's fake anymore. You've seen these videos going viral everywhere, and you're not really sure if the footage is AI generated. Like that viral bunny, people were discussing if it was real. There's where we are right now, and the technology is only getting better. And I'll tell you some like exclusive scoop on 2% Labs.
Please.
We're building full AI clones. And this is like really close to production, where they're basically virtual characters that look and sound exactly like you, and they have your memories. We're not talking about a chatbot that sounds like you. We're talking about something that is, to all intents and purposes, you. Same voice, face, personality, a version of yourself that basically is, while you're sleeping, is able to answer the client's questions and book meetings and stuff. So, yes, I believe that it is getting too human. What's stopping the virtual AI agent from joining 10 sales calls and not needing as many people? This should make us all think, like, where does the real you end and the digital you begin?
Yeah, so it's not just about deep fakes where it looks like, you know, President Trump is arm in arm with Mark Carney or what have you, looks real, or somebody trying to defraud you because they look like a family member asking for money. I also mentioned something off the top, if we could just talk for a minute about it, that a recent survey from Norton, well-known cybersecurity company, said that most people would even date an AI. Are you surprised to hear that?
No, I'm not surprised at all. Back in 2019, when AI started just to become popular, a Japanese man named Akiko Kondo held a ceremony where he married a virtual character. Her name was Hatsune Miku. She wasn't even too advanced in terms of AI yet, just a digital hologram persona with some AI functions. Now imagine today, when AI can talk back instantly, remember your conversations, adjust your tones, sound supportive and empathetic. Of course, people are going to like connect to that.
Wow.
If something listens and never judges and is always available, this is that taps what every human needs. But here's the thing that I want the listeners to understand. AI isn't falling in love. The emotion is coming entirely from the human side. This is what makes these moments very interesting. It's less about AI replacing relationships and more what it says about us, loneliness, connection, what we're looking for. But this conversation is far more than just tech.
Good point. Thanks for that. And let's wrap up on some takeaways that you can leave our listeners with. Should we be afraid of AI? Why or why not? I know this is what you are working with at your job. And what can we really do about it at this point?
I'd say don't be afraid, but don't be naive either. And here's my practical advice. First, you have to get curious. Try the tools. Try the ChatGPTs and the Claudes. Ask it to draft something or plan something. Manus is one of my personal favorites for AI agents. Just get comfortable with it. Ask it to run some tasks.
Sorry, Haider, what was your favorite?
Manus, M-A-N-U-S. My favorite AI agent, essentially, that's off the shelf, that is able just to get tasks done for you pretty quickly and is able to summarize documentations. Secondly, I would say think about your own work. What's repetitive? What is tedious? Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, better known as ChatGPT, he recently came out and said, AI won't replace humans, but humans who use AI will replace the ones who don't. Because that's where AI is heading. And you want to be that person who uses it, not to be surprised by it. Get familiar with these things and get them to do some tasks for you. And third, if you're going to use agentic AIs for trading, like for Claude Bot or Moltbook or anything that involves payments, use prepaid cards, have them running on a MacBook Mini away from your main desktops. These add additional security layers if things go wrong. My last thing is to stay human. Things that make you irreplaceable, judgment, relationships, creativity, empathy, you double down on those. AI is a powerful one, but tools don't replace people who know how to use them very well.
This is all great. You're so smart. Can I ask you how old you are?
I am 27, about to be 28 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So I am twice your age. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you so much, Haider. Haider Sarmad's been our guest, executive director at 27 Labs. Where can we learn more about the company and your work?
Head over to 247labs.com, 247labs is in the numbers, and labs.com. You can read about what we do. Reach out if you want to talk about AI projects, and we're also pretty active on LinkedIn as well.
All right, LinkedIn or at 247labs.com. Great chatting with you once again, Haider. All the best. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mark.
And make sure that the next time I interview you, it is really you and not your AI on behalf of you, okay?
Great.
I may not know the difference.
Honestly, Mark, it's always a pleasure.
We chat with Cadillac when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Cadillac design team has identified a beautiful design language that consumers are finding
very appealing. Our vehicles also have the technology that consumers are looking for. A couple of examples include Dolby Atmos technology, which gives you an immersive sound experience that is second to none in the industry, as well as other technology that you'd be familiar with, like Super Cruise technology that's standard on all our luxury EVs.
Hands off the wheel, semi-autonomous driving. It means that you arrive at your destination feeling more refreshed because it's doing the lane changing for you, accelerating, decelerating. It's amazing. So tech is a huge pillar for Cadillac. I know that, as well as design and comfort. People say to me, why are you driving a Cadillac? And I said, because I feel like I'm being pampered when I drive.
That's truly, comfort is the price of entry in luxury, but Cadillac taking it to a great level, and the comfort experience is very high. And then the other pillar is performance. And performance comes in a lot of ways. So in a luxury EV, it's the great range, but it's that accelerator feel. It's great across all of the EVs, but if you get into the Cadillac Lyriq V, it's our quickest Cadillac ever.
You know, you've been using the word luxury a couple times. Of course, that's synonymous with Cadillac. You last year also unveiled the Optiq, which is Cadillac's most affordable vehicle, where it's kind of best of both worlds. You're not breaking the bank, and you're getting all the bells and whistles that a Cadillac customer would want.
Absolutely, because it's meeting that perfect mix of all those luxury things that I just talked about, as well as being affordable to entry luxury consumers.
Mm-hmm. And now let's pivot and talk about this show. What would you say is the most buzzworthy vehicle at the Cadillac booth at this year's auto show?
Well, I think all of our products are great, but
it's
think
like asking a parent to choose one child.
I love all my kids equally, but I think the Cadillac F1 racing replica, the Barcelona Shakedown car, is on display here. I think that's going to get a lot of attention.
Tell us a bit about it. I know it's obviously not for consumers, but it is the first year, if I'm not mistaken, that Cadillac will have an F1 vehicle. Ever.
Yes, it is. So
long overdue.
And it's a really exciting time. Cadillac has recognized that to be a global luxury player, you need to perform on the global stage. F1 is where luxury buyers are, and the best of the best are performing. So actually, next month, Cadillac will have the first race in Melbourne, and then later on the circuit in May, will be in Montreal. So I'm really excited. It's going to be a great year for Cadillac in entering racing. So it's exciting to see where this path will take us, but we're looking forward to competing with the best of the best.
Awesome, Mike. We are chatting with Mike Speranzini. We're at the 2026 Canadian International Auto Show in Toronto, sitting in a vehicle. As we wrap up, Mike, what do you expect will be big from Cadillac this year? I mean, you've got the whole fleet here at the auto show.
So first and foremost, what we expect to continue is the success of our Escalade brand, the full-size luxury utility vehicle that's available in both a regular and extended wheel base. Both gas-powered and EV in the Escalade IQ and IQL. So that's going to continue. But where we're expecting real growth is with our luxury EV portfolio. We spent lots of time last year launching them. This will be our first full year of sales. We expect it to be 60-65% of our mix this year. It's going to be led by the Optiq. The Lyriq's going to continue to be successful. The Vistiq we're sitting in, which is our three-row, we're seeing more and more uptake on it. That's where we're focused on growing the business, is with the portfolio that we have to see that's meeting the needs of the luxury EV buyer.
And you could put me down for a Celestiq if you can get me a good deal on that one.
Looking forward to that.
If you could see the smile on Mike's face, he's like, nice try, buddy.
The one that we have on display here is available. We can help you with it.
Yeah.
Your listeners may not be able to see it if you take it today, though.
Thank you so much for your time, Mike. Always great to see you and catch up with you. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Cadillac.com has more. Thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out, everyone. Just a reminder to back up your important info on a regular basis, just in case something happens to your devices, like your laptop. I always trust SanDisk for their flash storage solutions. Even USB thumb drives are super reliable and affordable. Along with SanDisk, I want to sincerely thank Visa and Norton for your support on this program. Welcome to the new radio stations taking Tech It Out starting this weekend. Like I mentioned off the top of the show, in LA, in Buffalo, New York, and in Lubbock, Texas, the birthplace of Buddy Holly. Hey, have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next time for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Hi, Shabbat. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.